Next item, item 39, please.
Declare city property located on Southwest Broadway and Southwest Grant as surplus and authorize its disposition.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor and colleagues, today is the final step in a lengthy process we've gone through of property disposition with the goal of saving the historic Morris Marks House. We are pleased to support the good work of our community members, especially Rick Michelson and Karen Carlson. Mike Stewart, Director of the Portland Water Bureau, and Tom Klutz, Portland Water Bureau Property and Acquisition Services Manager, are here to make the presentation. Gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. We are here today with a good news story. What we're asking here is authorization to complete the sale and all the necessary documents of a 4,700-square-foot piece of property. But as with all Water Bureau property, there's always an interesting story that goes along with them. I think you have this set of slides. The first picture is where it's at. PSU's been in everybody's name today, so in the upper right of that picture is where PSU is.
So, Mike, what slides are you talking about? Let's hold off until Carla has a chance to hand them out.
Thank you.
But remember, the public doesn't have these slides, so you're going to have to describe.
Yeah. So the location of the piece of property is kind of across Highway 405 from PSU, between Broadway and 6th. That's the first slide. The second slide is the historic piece. This piece of property, originally called the 6th and Lincoln Reservoir, what you see there is the tank, in-ground tank, that was built sometime between 1868 and 1871. And it was bought by the Portland Water Company at the end of 1871. And then in 1887, the Water Committee of the City of Portland bought the Portland Water Company. So we inherited this. So this was originally, I think, the first tank reservoir that the Portland Water Bureau, the entity that became the Portland Water Bureau, owned. It was supplied by a spring and a pump from the Willamette River, if you can believe that. It was shut down, and to the best the Bureau was able to determine, this thing never had Bull Run water in it. It was basically filled in. It was an entire city block. Now there's 4,700 square feet remaining. Most of the rest of the property was swallowed up by easements, rights away, and Highway 405. So that's where the property is. The next slide, minus the orange fencing, is what the thing actually looks like. So you might remember it if you've driven across Broadway and gone across the top of 405. That's where it is. And what it looks like today is the last slide, and that is the Morris Marks House, a historic house. One might wonder how come that house is sitting on the property when we haven't sold it. There's an interesting tale here. In 2016, Mayor Hales and the Parks Bureau, who at the time thought they owned the property, made arrangements to save the Marks House because there's going to be big construction projects at PSU, and it would be gone. So Nontop, Karen Carlson, and Rick Michelson undertook to find a place for this historic property and get it moved, and the Parks Bureau got it all lined up. And in winding our way through all the documents, we find that the property had a checkered history. It was bought by the Water Bureau way back when, 2 centuries ago, in the second century ago. It was set up to be sold to the Parks Bureau twice in the 1920s, and the bill was never paid, so the property ended up remained on the Water Bureau's rolls. Eventually, an ordinance was passed that allowed the Parks Bureau to operate for a park, but the ownership remained with the Water Bureau, and it was buried in the language, and nobody saw it. So at the end of 2017, right after the new mayor, we picked that project up. Parks Bureau had done a lot of great work to save this historic house. We basically picked up from there and organized to work with Karen and Rick to get this property moved. These processes take quite some time, as you can imagine. There's lots of title research and so on. We couldn't get all the documents done in time to allow the house to move because PSU has a large construction project underway to do some renovation and build a new building. So we worked with the PSU Facilities Department, and they helped us out. And our way to handle that was we did all the internal workings that you need to do to dispose of property internally. There's an administrative rule that allows us to not advertise the property publicly if it's in the public interest. We felt this was in the public interest. We have the backing of our commissioner, obviously, and the city attorney's office in that, and we decided to use a market report from an appraiser and the tax roll price, $180,000, to sell the property. Because the building had to be moved before we could complete all of this, we executed a lease with Nontop that protects both them and the city. And so right now the Marks house is sitting on the property by lease. And in accordance with this ordinance, we have about 30 days to finish the final details and file title and so on. There's three or four easement and dedication documents that will be included in the title and the final documents. These documents are prepared, and what we are asking you here today to do is to allow us to finalize that sale. The sale price is $180,000, and the form is going to be roughly what you see in the sale documents. Any questions I can answer?
Mike, let me just add one other historical footnote. I found a book on historic structures of Portland, and I learned that the Morris Marks House has moved at least twice. And each time it's moved, the building has been sawed in half and then relocated. And for this building to be relocated, because of the distance it had to travel and the some of the restrictions along the way, it was also sawed in half for a second time and then reassembled. I think there are a total of somewhere around 14 bedrooms in this house. And it has a very distinguished pedigree. This will be the home, I believe, going forward of the Portland Parks Foundation.
Really?
It would be, in part, I believe that's one of the goals that Rick Michelson has set, along with some other nonprofits. Actually, I think that's been extensively discussed with the Parks Bureau, but that was what the original vision was when it came to the Parks Bureau. When you were actually handling the transaction, Commissioner Fritz.
As someone who really loves old buildings and saving old buildings, I think this is a very cool building. We're doing this in the public interest. The property's basically been sitting there. It's in kind of an awkward spot, and it's not very big. 4,700 square feet is not very big.
But, Mike,
one of the things that we were careful to do is we coordinated with a neighborhood association and downtown association, and both support this activity.
So just to be clear, the parties that wanted to make this happen covered all the costs of transporting the house, and we've determined that $180,000 is a reasonable value for the piece of dirt that this has been located to, correct?
Correct. It's based on an appraisal and the tax value.
And we are going to retain a number of easements because of things that are happening underneath that piece
of dirt. Yes, the easement documents are all prepared, and they'll be filed. We have an easement and a dedication for PBOT. We have an easement for BES, who has a sewer line in the vicinity, and we always have a water line there. So we'll make sure we protect the city's interest in this.
Okay. It also connects the Green Loop. It's a Green Loop easement for PBOT as well.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Beat me to the punch. Very good. Public testimony, please.
Yes, we have one person signed up, Joe Walsh.
Coming up, sir. Yes.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. And I'm a frequent flyer. One of the things that we were whispering about over there was we didn't have a clue what you were talking about because you were referring to slides that didn't exist. You had them on your documents. We don't have them. People at home don't have them. There was nothing up on the board. This was one report or item that was totally ill-prepared. Even Commissioner Fritz was taken by surprise by a statement in it. You can vote on this, but I just want to tell you something. That when I go home and I talk to Patty, she watches this on television, and I know she's going to say to me today, what in God's name were they talking about? Where were the slides? They kept referring to slides, and they slid that away.
Can I respond, Joe?
Pardon?
Can I respond?
I don't know. You have to ask the presiding official.
No,
that's usually the way
say,
it works.
I agree with you. The slides should have been part of a PowerPoint, and that's on me.
No, it's not.
It is. I reviewed and
you
approved
the You can cover for your staff. But usually I defend staff also. I like staff. Okay?
We
but
should have put it in a PowerPoint.
This was a sloppy presentation. I'm sorry.
We should have put it in a PowerPoint. And to your earlier comment, just remember, this was originally a Parks Bureau project. All the details were worked out with the Parks Bureau. What changed at the 11th hour was we learned that it was actually a piece of property owned by the Water Bureau, not the Parks Bureau.
Okay, now we're getting to the thing that we got into last week about formalizing. You know, that doesn't happen. They're asking for permission to do something, and you're going to give it to them. However, I'm just pointing out, as a citizen and a frequent flyer, that you confused us. And if you confuse us that are sitting over there in whispers, and everybody was saying, where are these slides? What are they talking about? You confused everybody that's watching this. And that's sloppy. And if you want to take the credit for that, I think that's nice, but it's not accurate. Staff screwed up on this one. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. I do agree. I don't think there's been enough information provided. The statement of slides, nothing again was provided to the public. So to make that statement and not provide that to the public in a public forum, such as we're in.
Lightning, can I just respond to that for a second?
Absolutely.
You'll recall, and I know that we have a lot of stuff on our agenda, we've actually had a full public hearing on this previously. Today is the final action, but we had a whole public hearing with the history of the site, the decision to relocate the building, mm-hmm. all the details, all the historical documents. Okay. So that was already done. What we're doing today is the final act, which is authorizing the disposition. But I want you to know there was a full hearing. It's on me that I thought that that was sufficient. We should have gone back and reminded people of what we had already put in the record, and we'd be happy to provide you with a link to the full public hearing we had at council on this project.
Okay, thank you for your position there, but my position is that we have an ordinance in front of us as the public at a council meeting at City Hall to have our input on this. In this ordinance, it's about to declare city property, and you will vote on that, and you're asking us to either agree?
Just to be clear, and again, I apologize for the confusion.
Okay.
It's already been declared surplus. It's already been approved by council for this purpose. What we are doing now is executing the various legal documents, including a lease agreement.
Okay, but if I'm reading this ordinance, and I'll read this again, authorize council to declare city property located on Southwest Broadway and Southwest Grant as surplus and authorize its disposition.
Correct.
By this ordinance.
Correct.
By this ordinance.
Correct.
That is in front of me as the public. And I am saying I haven't seen the pictures that was stated, the slides. That is my position. Now, if I'm reading this ordinance incorrectly, which I don't believe I am, as the public, what's in front of me,
Then
by all means, let me know.
Okay.
Now, moving along a little bit farther on this, again, one of my concerns is there a closing date that was stipulated? I don't believe there's any closing date stated on this. Another issue I have, was there a broker involved on the value that was stated? Who does the broker represent? Is it dual agency, single agency? Is there a broker receiving a commission on this? It's very important to me to understand who are they representing. Another issue I have, it was stated that there might be currently a water tank on the property. Again, I didn't see the slides.
Once upon a time, it was a reservoir. There's no longer.
There's
a
nothing there. Okay,
and we have pipes underneath the property, but it's no longer a reservoir.
Okay, so there's no tank on the property. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that's one of the things I wanted to have clarified on this at this meeting. If there was any historic significance to that particular tank in the history of it, to have it remain there. Again, on my main concern is to make sure we receive the proper value for the property. Again, you've stated in this agreement on the lease itself that the lease payments would be reverted back to the overall price itself in the agreement. Now, I disagree with that. If you're receiving a lease payment on the property, that should be retained by, quote, the seller and not be taken back to the original sales price. Now, maybe I'm reading this agreement incorrect, but it's my understanding you're saying the lease payments will be applied back to the sale price.
Right.
Again, what's the point of doing a lease if you're not going to receive that income for your time until they close on the property? They don't own this property as of today. They will not own this property. And again, that's why I've asked, when is this property going to actually close? And that's very important to me on the lease payments and where that money ends up going. Is there an actual closing date on this property?
Yes. So, well, you finished with your questions?
Yeah, if you could answer that. So thank you.
Lightning, there's Exhibit A to the ordinance, which is in the public record.
Yes.
At page 2 has the closing date, which is 30 days from the date all the conditions have been satisfied. So it's a normal closing process. It has a deposit, balance due, and then it has all the contingencies that have been worked out. That's in the document that the council today is approving. And it specifically says at the top of page 2, under subparagraph 2, closing date, it sets the time for the closing date.
What time is that?
It's 30 days from the date all condition precedents have been satisfied or waived.
Okay, if I might add on that, if all conditions aren't satisfied, are we going to also expect them to pay additional amount of money to extend this time?
We'll ask. That's a good
question. Okay, so I want it closed. You've stated in 30 days. I want it closed in 30 days, all cash funded at that time. But
No, this has been consistently something you've raised at council about leases and payments, so I appreciate it. And whatever I can't get you an answer today, we'll send you an email with the answers.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Leighton. No.
Put it on the table, and when we bring staff up, we can... Just put the question on the table, and then when we bring staff up, we can ask him the question. Go ahead. Please.
Right, okay. Commissioner Fish, I'm just curious.
Put your name in the record, please.
Sorry. My name is Mimi Gurman. Regarding process, this is a process question.
Right.
So today was for a vote, right?
Right.
Okay. So why was there another – why – is there a presentation then when there's a vote if it's already been discussed in the past? Like today seemed like a true presentation where you guys received quote-unquote slides and there was more information that was brought out.
Let me answer the question.
Yeah.
So no good deed goes unpunished. So I haven't been here the last 4 days. I have something else I have to attend to. Mm-hmm. When I saw the presentation, I said I thought my colleagues would enjoy seeing a photograph of what the historic use of that site was. I should have said skip it. It doesn't matter. I thought people would be interested knowing it was once a reservoir, that it's this tiny little irregular shape of property that's had no use forever, and that we've now not only saved a historic piece of property, but we found a home for it, and we've generated revenue for our ratepayers. So I thought they would enjoy my colleagues seeing the photographs. I should have said skip it, or I should have said it should be in the PowerPoint. But you know what? I think we're PowerPoint heavy here. And also what I've noticed is half the PowerPoints never get launched. So I said hand it out. That's on me. The only thing that added with those pictures is to see historically what that site looked like 100 years ago. And I should have just skipped it because it raised more questions than it was worth. And today's action is approving a lease on a transaction the council's already blessed. So it is a ministerial action. Council's already approved all the pieces, and so that's why the presentation was pro forma. If we did not do a good job communicating, that's on me as the commissioner in charge, and we'll do a better job next time.
Okay, it just seemed to me that there was more that was coming out today before the vote, when even though you had said that it was already discussed previously.
All those details were previously discussed, but what I have learned, and Mimi, this is a good lesson, that if there's an interval of a week or two or three or four between actions we take, we might as well treat it as a new matter. Because most people are busy lives. They don't remember all the details. So we'll go back and we'll give that sort of 101 of how we got here, mm-hmm. and then present the matter. And I think that's fair criticism.
Okay. Thank you.
Good,
that was
good
it.
Strategy. Thank you.
Good, I think it's good for criticism.
Thank you. Mike, did you want to come back up and answer
some? No, I don't
think
so, Mayor. We're ready for a vote.
Well, we're not voting. This is just going to second. So if you want to do
it. I'd just like to make a comment.
Commissioner Fritz.
I believe this is going to second reading next week. It's no surprise to me. I don't think we need any more information, really, honestly.
Really don't need more.
What I would suggest, Commissioner, is when you finally execute this contract, could you get me a copy, because I'm going to take it to the site and take a wooden stake and drive it through the contract. Because you started your involvement in 2016. Mine goes back to, I believe, 2007. It could even have been 2005, when I was given a house party by Dr. David Cutler and his wife Nancy, and they brought this Morris Marks house to my attention at that time. So throughout my time in office, I have been looking for a solution to this, and we've had multiple different opportunities. I want to particularly thank not only my current staff, Pooja Bhatt, Christina Nieves, Tim Crail, but my previous staff, Patty Howard and Tom Bizzo, who have all really worked a lot on this, and also Rachel Wiggins in Mayor Hales' office, who pretty much devoted her last year, it seemed like, or maybe more than that. So thank you to the City Attorney's Office. Thank you to your staff. This is actually a good thing that we're getting done here, preserving this historic building. It is evidence that we do things very carefully, that we have different processes. And as Commissioner Fish just said, we will all be mindful that when we bring things back that are part of a series, we'll do a brief recap so that everybody understands it if they happen to miss the previous hearing. Thank
and
you.
And I will be holding the incense as she's driving the stake. There's two things I want to add. And first of all, I deeply appreciate the feedback we got today. I agree with it. So let's be clear. I agree with it. But let's be clear, because what we often hear in testimony from some of Mr. Walsh refers to himself as a frequent flyer, and he has interesting things to offer from time to time. And one of the things that's here, I think, really interesting is that we met multiple community objectives through one action. We took a piece of dirt that was laying fallow for a long time that was not usable for many purposes because it had so many things going on underneath it. We found a way to preserve a historic structure. A group of private citizens stepped in and spent $1 million to relocate and cover all the costs at no public expense. We negotiated a sale price, which was deemed to be a fair price. And in the short term, we had a lease agreement so everyone's rights and responsibilities were clear. And it may very well be the future home of a number of distinguished enterprises, including the Portland Parks Foundation. So that's all good. But there's one piece that Commissioner Fritz left out. Because this thing hit not just a bump in the road, it hit a brick wall. And it wasn't going to happen. And that's where Todd on my team stepped in. Once we learned that it was no longer a Parks Bureau property and it was a Water Bureau property. And then we had a very limited period of time to act, because the clock was running. And had we not acted quickly, this building would have been demolished because of the development that was happening in the PSU campus. And that's where the magic happened. Great groundwork was laid, but Todd Lofgren and others and the Water Bureau, working with other sister bureaus, moved mountains to save this building. So to me, this is sort of a happy ending story. We'll do a better job next time telling the story. So, Mayor, thank you.
Thank you. So, and I'd like to make one comment as well. I hope that, you know, given the seriousness of the issues we discuss here, I still hope there's space for us to have some fun from time to time. And I think we're having a little bit of fun today. But I want to underscore something Commissioner Fish said. I actually am going to see if somebody smarter than me can put these pictures mm-hmm. on my website, because I find them intensely interesting. I did not know that there was a reservoir in this location, and I know people may not know the location we're talking about. It's on Broadway, right as you come off I-405, that's the 4th Street exit, the 6th Street exit, actually. On your right-hand side, there's a small patch of dirt completely surrounded by traffic. It's a traffic circle, essentially. And it's right across the street, for those of you who are old-timers, from where Jerry's Gable used to be. And I don't know if anybody here remembers Jerry's Gable. It was a great place, great Italian food, and it has something of an important historical footnote on it. That's where Bud Clark, as I understand it, was a waiter. That's where he started his career as a waiter prior to the Goose Hollow Inn, prior to being the mayor of the city of Portland. And it was a place I know that my family enjoyed taking me. And as Commissioner Fish said, this is a really good story. And my suspicion is, though we're struggling a little today, 10 years from now, people are going to look back and they'll look at that building and they'll look at the use of the building and the fact that people in this city, citizens from across the city, came forward to protect and preserve that property, apparently for the third time. I did not know that, and that's interesting.
Well, second time. It's been sawed in half. And by the way, for those of you who are drawn to the mayor's website to look at these historic pictures, you'll note that in the picture that has the original reservoir on the site, there's a little figure in the middle of the reservoir. We've identified that as Ebenezer Wheeler, and we think it's a relative.
You know, the funny thing, Nick,
is a relative.
As I was looking at the historic photo,
later arrested actually for peeing in the reservoir. Another footnote of history.
The thing that I actually immediately went to is the roads are covered with ice. And I wondered, how much crud is the mayor taking for the ice on the roads? But at any rate, so that was all interesting. Thank you, everybody who testified.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you for your team. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next.